Wanda and Grace, we're good then, ladies?
Will, you good then?
All right.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks for coming out. I ask we all rise for the pledge to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I will ask the clerk to call the roll.
Ms. Kramsky Smith?
Present.
Dr. Enix?
Present.
Ms. Kliatek?
Present.
Ms. Leon?
Present.
Dr. Van Wert?
Present.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Present.
And Mr. Cologne?
Present. Thank you. Before we get started this evening, we do have a citation honoring recent city retiree Robert Rudolph, who is present this evening. So I will read the citation first. Whereas the residents of the city of Bethlehem have been served by a dedicated and diligent member of the Department of Water and Sewer Resources in Wild Creek for more than 24 years. And whereas Robert Rudolph, who started with the city of Bethlehem in 1998 and retired as a maintenance worker 3 in 2022, has, during the course of his appointment, provided the utmost and reliable service to his department and to the residents of the city of Bethlehem. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that Robert Rudolph be extended the gratitude of the City of Bethlehem, which has benefited from his more than 2 decades of service. Be it further resolved now that Robert is retired, he can relax and enjoy all that life has to offer. And be it further resolved that Robert be extended every good wish for a long and satisfying retirement. Now, I'll ask Robert to come forward to receive this.
Well, thank you very much. I just had a good experience working with the city and working with some of you people. I know some of you people I don't. But all in all, it's been very rewarding. So thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, sir. Moving on with tonight's public hearing, prior to the consideration of the regular agenda, City Council will have one public hearing. The public hearing is to review and accept public comment on the proposed use of funds to be received under the 2022 Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant in the amount of $17,894. This public hearing is called to order. Concerning the proposed use of funds to be received under the 2022 Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Grant in the amount I mentioned, $17,894. I will start by recognizing a member of the administration to speak on the grant.
Hi, good evening, everyone. So this grant is a grant that we receive annually. It is based on population size as well as our crime data. I'm sure if you look back in the records, we received much more money in previous years for this grant. But because our UCR data, our uniformed crime reporting data, has gone down, our major crimes has gone down, we received less funding this year. So not a bad problem to have. Some of the proposed uses, because our officers use their cars as mobile offices, we're going to be using that grant funding to put mobile data terminals, mobile computers, toughbooks in the vehicles. In addition to the computers, we're going to be putting docking stations, so it can be securely in the vehicle and the officers can read the reports while in the vehicle. And lastly, it's going to be used to pay for our Power DMS subscription. This is a data management platform that allows us to stay compliant with our accreditation standards, both federally through CALEA and locally through PASIC. And I'd be more than happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Chief. Any other comments from the administration? Thank you. I'll open it up to members of council for questions or comments for Chief Kott. Any questions from members of council? Ms. Wilhelm?
First of all, congratulations on getting less money this year. That's great news.
Thank you. Thank you, sir, Mr. Evans.
Do I understand correctly that this is there's a sort of a cycle with this funding, and every year six we're not eligible anymore? Is that correct? And so there's a match. I'm just curious how many years we've been receiving the funding.
So we, to my knowledge, we've been receiving this grant since the early 2000s. There is no match funding. And because of our size and with the geographic location, Allentown receives their share, but the city of Bethlehem receives a share on an annual basis. And we can spend that over a 2 to 3 year period.
Okay. So we are eligible every year?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome.
Any other questions or comments from members of council? Ms. Ramsey-Smith?
I just want to say thank you and kudos for getting the crime rate down. That's awesome. And a testament to you and your fellow officers.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from members of council? I would just echo what was already said, Chief. I mean, more than knowing the numbers, it's just a feeling. When we all go, as we talk about all the events we have in the community, the times we spend in the downtowns, the college students that are now back in class, going around the city and everything like that. I mean, we're very appreciative of not just the work of the police administration, but down to the patrol officers and the records room and everybody else. We're all very proud to live here in the city, so thank you. And then just one quick question. Historically, it references, as in past years, these funds will be used to upgrade computer hardware, software, and peripherals. So that's usually what this money has gone towards in years past.
Correct.
Doing the software. I think that concludes questions and comments from council. Thank you, Chief. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And now I will open it up for public comment. Again, this is public comment just speaking on the grant that we had just discussed. So I will go around the room if there's anyone who had wanted to give comment on the police grant, starting to the left, working my way to the center. Mr. Caratola.
I'm Arthur Caratola, 13 Lawford Street. I like to say that whoever is in charge of the grants to give to the police department, if the police department did a good job and they wound up getting, there's less crime, I think it should be a reversal. They should be getting more money, not less money. That's my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong, but I really feel that the police deserve more money for their grants, not less. Who's ever making those decisions? I think they spend a little bit too much time with their computers and, with their numbers and working things out. I don't think it's fair. If the police wind up doing a good job and less crime is in the city, they should be commended and getting more money, not less.
Thank you, Mr. Caratola. Is there anyone else in the center who wanted to give comment regarding the JAB grant? And I'll turn to the right. Seeing none, a resolution will be placed on the September 20th, 2022 council meeting agenda. This public hearing is adjourned. Moving on to our regularly scheduled meeting, approval of minutes for August 16, 2022. Any comments on the minutes from the August 16 meeting? The minutes will stand approved. Public comment, we're going to start with any subject not being voted on this evening. So this will be the time to comment on anything anyone wishes that is not on tonight's agenda. There is a 5-minute time limit. Just a YouTube reminder to anyone watching at home, if you start this meeting after 7 p.m., please make sure to scroll ahead so that the YouTube stream is current rather than a recording of an earlier portion of the meeting. I'll start with anyone who signed up to speak and then work our way around the room. So we'll open it up with Bob Fryer. Or I may have mispronounced that, I apologize. That's right. If you don't mind giving your name and address for the record, please.
Sure, thanks. Bob Fryer, 1427 Elm Street here in the city. I wanted to quickly talk about some roads work that's been done or not been done. In the 1400 block, they just did a fantastic job replacing some water lines. Our road had been done probably 6 or 7 years ago. It was beautiful. Ronka came in, did the water lines, and the mess that they left with some broken curbs, what they called patches on the road, it's brutal. We need the council's help. We need somebody's help within the city to get this fixed. I made a couple phone calls, was blown off, so I said, you know what, let's put it on public record and let's go there. So any help that we can get, they need to leave the roads how they find them. They need to leave the curbs and that grass strip between the sidewalks and the curbs how they found them. I mean, we've put thousands of dollars into our yards to make them look good. Why can't they, in turn, you guys are paying them, why can't they leave them how they find them? I mean, Church Street down here, as I came here, I just kind of laughed. Because I bumped the entire way down Church Street on exactly what had just been done. So the contractors aren't leaving what they're finding. So that's number one I wanted to bring up. A second piece is actually related to it. It's the property of 1421 Elm. I'd gone rounds with the Health Bureau, with actually several neighbors did here. We've been doing this since April. On the weeds and grass, there's now weeds in the yard that are taller than me. There's ones who have trunks that are thicker than my legs. Still nothing been done. Just in the past 3 weeks, I finally talked to somebody in housing and inspections who says that they're running through the process, but here we are, through the entire summer, graduation parties, people visiting, all throughout the block, and it looks like trash. People have actually pulled up to the house and asked if it's vacant, if they can buy it. That's how bad it is. I'd encourage you guys to drive down the 1400 block of Elm Street. Somebody in the city's not returning phone calls. They're just simply not. And when you do get through, the response you get is brutal. So hopefully you guys can help out definitely with the roads, pushing housing inspections to get the process done. You have the ordinances in place. We're just asking that they're enforced. That's all. So, thank you. Appreciate the time.
Thank you for coming out tonight, sir. Our next speaker this evening is Alex Hirsch.
Alex Hirsch, 738 Center Street. I was here last meeting, asked for some assistance with the residential permit process. I've been a resident of the 700 block of Center Street for 25 years, and I have been forbidden from parking in that area for 53 days now. Several of you were copied on the parking authority director's response the day after I last came here, where he very thoroughly listed out areas of the city where I am allowed to park that are not regulated zones, the nearest being, I believe, 3/10 of a mile from my house. Again, all that I'm asking is that as a property owner, I be allowed to participate in the residential parking process. Not renting the house, I live there part-time. My wife resides there, and again, I've been on that block as a homeowner for 25 years, and until July 15th, it wasn't a problem, but now there's just no possible way without complete chaos throughout the city for parking to issue me a residential parking permit. So I would like to renew my request, given that the parking authority director has made it clear that he has no interest in seeing any sort of resolution to this. I would like to renew my request for city council to update the ordinance to include an alternate pathway for a resident of a home to demonstrate their occupancy. I think a good way to do that would be the local income tax, where I clearly meet all the criteria as a resident of the city in order to pay my taxes, which I do. My water bill, property tax, whatever you want, please just give me a list of requirements and I will meet it. The one sticking point is that my driver's license and my vehicle are registered in Rhode Island. Sorry. The other one that I mentioned last time is that the parking authority or the ordinance does allow for a dual residency parking permit, which amazingly to me, I do not qualify for. That's for out-of-state vehicles for people living in the city who are employed within the city limits. I don't understand what the employment in the city has to do with that. If it's a residential parking permit and I can demonstrate that I'm living there, the fact that I'm employed in Easton, I don't know why that disqualifies me. So if you would consider changing that to open it up, or an alternate means of documentation, that would be great. I'm more than happy, highly motivated. I mean, again, I'm approaching 2 months now where I have not been able to park anywhere in my neighborhood. And I will note, have not yet received a ticket. So I plan on holding that streak as long as I need to. But it's getting pretty challenging. And again, I'm almost at the two-month point. Any level of participation you guys would like from me, I'd be happy to do that. If you can suggest another path for me to follow other than, you know, not parking at the home I own, I'm open to absolutely anything. Please help me. I don't know what else to do. I mean, the parking authority is just saying no. So that's where I'm at.
Well, thank you for coming out tonight, Mr. Hirsch. I know I was copied on the email from Mr. Fernstrom. I won't speak for the parking authority. You're more than welcome to stay to the end of the meeting if you want to talk to members of council individually and right now. That's all I have for you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I put the meetings, I see you haven't posted through December. I guess I'll be a new regular. Hopefully we can end that soon. But otherwise, I'll see you guys every couple of weeks.
Thank you, Mr. Hirsch. Our next person signed up to speak, Josh Bushy.
Hello, Council. Josh Bushy, 735 Center Street. I've lived at 735 Center Street for 18 years, and I'm just here to back up my neighbor, Alex Hirsch, who lived in the neighborhood before me for a long time, and I'm okay with whatever solution you need to come up with so he can park on our block and I can see him more often. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming out, Mr. Bushy. Our next person signed up to speak is Angela Mitchell.
Good evening, all. My name is Angela Mitchell. Address is 430 Cherokee Street, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And I'm coming back to you again about the street cleaning on the Cherokee Street. I requested numerous times about a couple weeks ago. A truck came down to clean the middle of the street, but there was no parking signs put up, so nobody can move the cars. Their cars, it needs to be sweep between the car, the parked car, and the curbside. Every year, I normally complain about the issues, but this year it was a lot of debris left in the street. We had a storm recently. It cleaned up most of it, but it's not all gone. I saw the street cleaner that came down the street again and just went down the middle of the street again. But how are they going to get to clean the curbside if you don't tell the homeowners or the tenants to move their car with a no parking sign? I came back over here to the county and I was directed to go to parking authority to ask them about putting up signs, and I'm like, that's not where I'm supposed to go, but I went anyway, and they told me no, it goes back to here, or I forget the name of the project, Waits, whatever it's called, and I'm just bringing it up again because I know certain streets get cleaned up here, but what about those things, those streets that are not in the business district? And why do I have to keep coming over here to ask about it and get the runaround? So that's my number one concern. And I'm concerned about too. I've been asking for many years. I moved on this block 2010, and there's the street gets very dark at night. It needs a street light in the middle of the block. I was told that they were gonna do it, that there was funding and stuff, but it has never gotten done. The other things that I'm concerned about is the tree wells. There are trees planted, one fell over, one got cut down, and as a blind person, when I'm walking up the street in the 400, the 500 block, 600 block, you can fall into tree wells if you don't know exactly where they're at. So I've been walking up that way. I moved back here to Pennsylvania in 2010, so I used to walk down from Seneca Street, and the tree wells, they're just a well and grass, and then the hedges, it blocks the passageway, so you can't walk, you have to walk in the street, and it was not safe for me. So if it's not safe for me, it's not safe for many other people that are disabled as well. Number three, I'm concerned about the garbage once again. Rental properties, when their tenants move out, their garbage stays on the street for a very long time till I call. You know, it doesn't make sense that if somebody leaves a building that they're renting from, that the landlord doesn't clean up their furniture that's left on the street, their garbage that's left on the street. And I'm just concerned about that. The other thing that I'm concerned about is parking. Parking seems like it's an issue all over the place now. And on my block, most of the houses have been sold, but they're rental properties and stuff. And so many of the tenants, the homeowners that are still there, you can't park on the street. You gotta go up around the block. You have people holding parking space. One household, there's one person, two people. They got four vehicles and a motorcycle that they park inside their house with a toddler, two toddlers, a toddler and maybe a 5 or 6 year old, and they park their motorcycle in the house. So it's, I'm really concerned about what is going on and what can be done to rectify the situation, where I feel that landlords should take responsibility for their tenants, even though they don't live there. They're the owners of that property, and they should take responsibility. Thank you.
Thank you for coming out, Ms. Mitchell. As it relates to street cleaning and lighting, I believe you meant that would be a public works department issue. Mr. Alcohol is here. He may be able to speak with you maybe after the meeting. And then as it relates to trash, that would be under community economic development. And Ms. Collins is here too, so I don't know if you're available to stick around to the end of the meeting, but they may at least be able to engage you a little bit and talk about what's going on.
Okay, can I leave my number just in case?
I'm happy to share it with them if you're not able to stay till the end.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. We had one other person signed up for ordinances to be voted on, but I just want to double check because I think it might be for things not being voted on. I just have a last name, Malone. Was that for anything being voted on this evening? And we're going to skip that. So that touches everybody that was signed up previously to speak, so I'll open it up to everyone else. We will start with the left and work our way around the room. Was there anyone to the left who wanted to comment on anything not being voted on this evening? Is there anyone in the center? Mr. Caratola, I see your hand up.
Hi, I'm Marty Caratola from 813 Lawford Street in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Last time I was here, I spoke about having a Peace and World Unity concert or festival. People in
city council and mayor, these are all in to make things better for the city. We need to have something like this. We need to be an example in the city that was named after the city that Christ was born. Now, some people don't believe in Christ or Christianity, and too bad, he was a great guy. But the thing is, the fact remains, he says we should be an example. And this, we named the city Bethlehem after him. Whether his name was Harvey Spiegelmeyer, it doesn't matter. We named the city after him, and we called it the Christmas City. We should have a peace and world unity festival. In conjunction, if they, like, I had some of the pastors come out last week to talk about a praise and worship festival. We can use it in conjunction. But they should at least have a praise and worship festival with 110, if nothing else. I'm being a little greedy. I want about 7 or 14 tents all over the city for peace and world unity. Bands gearing for, the first song has to be something about peace and world unity. Other things with positive messages. This gives the education to the young adults that are going to be the leaders of tomorrow upon peace and world unity. That's what we need. I don't know. Things have changed since I was younger. When I was 15, at the Knights of Columbus, every Saturday night, I had the Supersonic Discotheques, which I had bands perform. It was an under 21 club. You don't hear anything like that anymore. We carded the people to see that they weren't over 18. We did well. We packed the place. 7 bands, dancers in bird cages. You know, it was great. And now dancing took a different level. It's not what it was when it first started. But at any rate, there were under 21 clubs. There was the Third Eye. There was the Purple Owl. There was the Mod Mill. There was the King Arthur's Court. Where are these venues? The city should do something like that for the kids. Where's the Boys Club, actually, on the south side? That's no more either. Well, what are we doing for the youths to go ahead and give them an education of peace and world unity and to help them? They're the leaders of tomorrow. Where are we going to be if we don't do something for the youths and start doing things for peace and world unity here in our city of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, this Christmas city, where we should be an example to do things like that? Also, another friend of mine was here. He has a Mexican restaurant. On Cinco de Mayo, the Mexican people should be allowed to play their music as loud as they want all over the city. And that should be an ordinance that should be in an article that should be presented. Because if it wasn't for the Mexican people, we wouldn't have Texas and other different states in our country today. Because they actually left it go when they could have fought and still maintained their land. But they let it go. History is all distorted. No, I am a veteran, and I'm from my country, right or wrong. But the Alamo was wrong. The Mexican people should have been treated better, as so should have the American Indians that we stole this country from. We need to start doing right, and in Bethlehem we need to be an example to make things right. God bless you all.
Thank you, Mr. Caratolo. Is there anyone else in the center who wanted to make comment who hasn't had a chance to speak yet? Seeing none, I'm gonna to the right. Okay, that concludes public comment on anything not being voted on this evening. Moving on to our second public comment for anything that is on tonight's agenda. There was no one signed up, so I will go around the room again, starting to the left. This is for anything, ordinance or resolution, that is on tonight's agenda. starting to the left, continuing on to the center, Mr. Antalis.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Stephen Antalis, 737 Ridge. I'm very pleased. To see that Gary Leader is back on the agenda. Let's hope it stays there and is voted on. John's very capable. But also, a few meetings ago, one member of council brought up the issue that I presented when Mr. Leader was not on the agenda, that two people were no longer serving a city in historic capacities. That's Starbuck and Ms. Fritz, Marsha Fritz. Quality of service to the administration and the city is dependent upon the quality of the people act as their advisors in various capacities on these various commissions, whether it be environmental, historical, or whatever. So you want the best people that are available. And council, when they approve a nomination, they become responsible for that nomination because they approved it. They have the ability to reject if they're not happy with it. So there's an obligation there very clearly. In years past, it's been a rubber stamp, no question ever asked. I was concerned, I know Beth Starbuck, but I do not know Marsha Fritz. So I checked into who she is. She is a very capable person who is aware of the regulations for historic preservation at the city, state, and federal level. Her appointment expired, but she was not reappointed for no reason given, and she would like to be reappointed. Now, you will be voting on three appointments to the Historic Commission. And I've checked into some of them, and I have concern, I don't know the gentleman, and I have concern simply because I checked MKSD Architects, and on their website they say as MKSD's commercial development expert, Todd is a trusted advisor to many of the Lehigh Valley's biggest and best developers. I don't know his historic background, but think about this. Many of the situations before historic commissions involve developers. So if this comes up, there'll be a conflict of interest for the appointee. Now, you have a choice. An expert, I retract that, a person well-versed in historic preservation who has served the city, has no involvement with developers, and one is. So, simple logic says one person won't have a conflict of interest. So you are going to choose whom you think is the best. And as one of you at that table was concerned why one who was well qualified was not reappointed. I'm simply using simple logic and facts, factual information. So I suggest you give it a serious thought and do what you think is best for the city. It's your responsibility.
Thank you, Mr. Antalix. Is there anyone else in the center who wanted to make comment on anything being voted on this evening? I turn to the right. Seeing none, thank you everyone who came out tonight. Moving on with our agenda, old business. Any old business from members of council? Continuing on to communications. Communication 6A.
Communication from Lynn Rothman, Chair of the Environmental Advisory Council, recommending that the attached amendments to the solar energy device regulations of the zoning ordinance be forwarded to City Council for consideration.
I will accept a motion and a second to schedule a public hearing for November 1st, 2022 to consider these amendments.
So moved. Second.
I'm gonna say a motion by Dr. Van Wert, second by Ms. Leone. Any discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. A public hearing has been scheduled for November 1, 2022 here in Town Hall. The ordinance will be placed for first reading on the November 15th, 2022 City Council agenda. Communication 6B.
Memorandum from Deputy Controller Michelle Liberto requesting Council to consider a resolution for the destruction of records from the Controller's office. The Deputy Controller has reviewed the Municipal Records Retention Act, and the records fall within categories where destruction is permitted.
Resolution will be placed on the September 20th, 2022 agenda. Communication 6C.
Memorandum with an attached resolution from Fire Chief Warren Aki requesting a transfer of funds within the general fund. The action would transfer $21,000 from account 0701-42032 training to account 0701-40003 overtime to compensate for the anticipated overtime costs for 2022 in the fire department.
And Resolution 10A is on tonight's agenda. Communication 6D.
Memorandum with an attached resolution from Michael Alcall, Director of Public Works, recommending a contract change with Heim Construction Company Incorporated to design and construct 89 ABA curb ramps throughout the city. The amount of the change to the contract is $84,937.80, increasing the total contract price to $737,841.76.
And Resolution 10B is on tonight's agenda. Communication 6E.
Memorandum with an attached resolution from Edward Boscola, Director of Water and Sewer Resources, recommending a contract with Great Western Services Incorporated for material and labor to restore water and sewer utility trenches at various locations within the city. Under the contract is $227,034. Work is to be completed within 60 days of the notice to proceed. There are no renewals.
And Resolution 10C is on the agenda. Communication 6F.
Memorandum from Edward Boscola, Director of Water and Sewer Resources, recommending a contract with R3 Construction Incorporated for a project to convert the water supply to the East Allen Gardens development in Allen and East Allen townships from groundwater wells to city treated water. The project involves installation of a water main along Bud Lane, rehabilitation of a pumping station, and abandonment of the groundwater wells. The cost is $440,350. Work is to be completed within 180 days from the notice to proceed. There are no renewals.
And resolution 10D, excuse me, is on the agenda. Communication 6G.
Memorandum from City Solicitor John F. Spurk Jr. with an attached resolution and associated use permit agreement. Permittee is Steel Pub LLC, and the activity is Romeo Delight Band Music Event. The agreement is from 11 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. on September 10th, 2022, and covers First Street from Polk Street to the entrance of the Steel Ice parking lot.
Resolution 10E is on the agenda. Communication 6H.
Memorandum from City Solicitor John F. Spurk Jr. with an attached resolution and associated use permit agreement. The permittee is Touchstone Theater, and the activity is theater and creative arts events. The agreement is from September 15, 2022 through December 31st, 2022 for the use of Parham Park.
Resolution 10F is on the agenda. Communication 6I.
Memorandum from City Solicitor John F. Spurk Jr. with an attached resolution and associated use permit agreement. Permittee is the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce by and through its Downtown Bethlehem Association. And the activity is the Live on the Greenway. Sub-permittees are Lost Tavern Brewing LLC, the Colony Meadery LLC, Social Still LLC, Five Maidens LLC, doing business as Five Maidens Cider Company, and Franklin Hill Vineyards Incorporated. The agreement is from 10 p.m. to 9 p.m. on September 17, 2022, and covers the greenway between Polk and Adams Streets.
Resolution 10G is on the agenda. Communication 6J.
Memorandum from City Solicitor John F. Spurk Jr. with an attached resolution associated amendment number 1 to a use permit agreement. Permittee is Arts Quest, and the activity is the Steel Stack Summer Concert Series. The agreement is from 10 a.m. to 12 midnight on both September 17th and 25th, 2022, and covers First Street from Polk Street to the Eastern Terminus and Founders Way between First Street and Second Street.
Resolution 10I is on the agenda. Resolution 10H is on the agenda. Communication 6K.
Memorandum from City Solicitor John F. Spurk Jr. with an attached resolution and associated use permit agreement. Permittee is the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce by and through its Downtown Bethlehem Association, and the activity is 2022 Harvest Fest. Sub-permittees are Lost Tavern Brewing LLC, the Colony Meadery LLC, and Social Still LLC. The agreement is from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. on October 1st, 2022, and covers Main Street from Broad Street to Church Street, Walnut Street from Main Street to Getter Street, and the area along Main Street in front of Moravian Blacksmith Shop, also known as the Smithy.
And Resolution 10I is on tonight's agenda. Communication 6L.
Memorandum from City Solicitor John F. Spurk Jr. requesting Council to consider a resolution for the destruction of records from the Law Bureau. Solicitor has reviewed the Municipal Records Retention Act, and records fall within categories where destruction is permitted.
And a resolution will be placed on the September 20, 2022 agenda. Communication 6M.
Memorandum with an attached resolution from DCED Business Manager Tiffany Wismer, recommending a contract with Traffic Planning and Design Incorporated for the Broad Street Redesign Project. The amount of the contract is $15,000. Work is to be completed by December 31st, 2022. There are no renewals.
Resolution 10J is on the agenda. Lastly, Communication 6N.
Memorandum with an attached resolution from Michael Alcall, Director of Public Works, recommending a contract with Brightfields Incorporated to regrade and stabilize the bank at the South Bethlehem Greenway to prevent flooding and maintain adequate stormwater discharges. The amount of the contract is $370,948.25. Work is to be completed within 90 days of the notice to proceed. There are no renewals.
And Resolution 10K is on tonight's agenda. Moving on to reports, I only have one thing to report tonight. I hereby will be appointing Mandy Tolino, 917 Prospect Avenue here in Bethlehem, 18018, to membership on the Environmental Advisory Council. This appointment is effective until September 2025.
Council Manick, appointment of Mandy Tolino, Environmental Advisory Council. The resolution to confirm is sponsored by Ms. Leone and Dr. Ingnitz.
Any discussion on the appointment? Ms. Quitek?
I would just like to say, having read her resume, I'm very very excited that Ms. Tolino has agreed to serve on the Environmental Advisory Council. Her expertise in urban forestry and native plants, I think, will be a huge asset to the council.
Thank you, Ms. Quitek. Any other questions or comments from members of council? I will recognize that Ms. Tolino is here, and I also thank her for her service and willingness to volunteer on the EAC. And while Ms. Rothman's not here, I always like to extend a thank you to Lynn Rothman, our trustee chair of the EAC, as she is very involved in gathering applications and a lot of community outreach looking for interested individuals. So I owe her a big thank you, as she is very involved in the process. I will ask the clerk to call the roll on the appointment.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Ingnitz?
Aye.
Ms. Quitek?
Aye.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. That's all I have tonight. Mr. Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Colon. Just confirming that you'd received our memo before council from Ms. Collins as it related to the Historic Conservation Commission appointments?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, that's correct.
So then my only administrative order is for I hereby appoint Michelle Ray Levy, 1609 Stanford Road, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, 80018, to the Bethlehem Human Relations Commission. This appointment is to fill the unexpired term of Angela Del Grasso. This appointment is effective through April 2023.
Discussion. I just want to thank the administration and Ms. Santoro, who I know is not here tonight, who's been a wonderful resource for the Human Relations Commission, as she's been very involved with also helping garner interest from the community as we look for new members to fill volunteer openings on the HRC. And she has also availed herself to be in attendance to our HRC meetings, not as a member, but as someone, as an administrative support from the administration, and it's much appreciated. So seeing no discussion, I will ask the clerk to call the roll on the appointment of Ms. Levy.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Ingnitz?
Aye.
Ms. Quitek?
Aye.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0.
Thank you, Mr. Colon. Just a couple other updates. First of all, I want to thank the members of council that I know we had a great event at Friendship Park last Saturday. I know multiple members of council were there. We had several hundred people show up. I do want to publicly thank Ms. Satullo and Ms. Collins and Ms. Heller and Denise and the Community Development Office and a whole bunch of city staff that came out and volunteered. And it was a long day. Actual block party went from 4 to 8 p.m., but we had been there several hours before setting up, and we were there for a while afterwards helping to break down. But it really was as part of our North Side Alive initiative. But we had a great turnout from a lot of community organizations, and as we said, we had several hundred people come from the neighborhoods and surrounding areas, and I know several members of City Council came out, so thank you for joining that. I also wanted to say that we will soon be announcing that we are doing a public event with kind of like the next stage of We Build Bethlehem. I may have said that already, but that's near the end of October. We don't have that date and time ready to announce yet, but just want to let everybody know that as we move through this process of our outreach that we've been very focused on over the past 8 months, we are compiling that data, talking about how that's going to fit into some of our investment decisions going forward as far as those buckets, as we call them, like where that's going to go. And we're going to have a public event where we're going to kind of talk about that near the end of October before we start having the budget. One thing I did want to add in the middle of these updates was I know we have thanked Chief Cott and the police department for a lot of their work. But as we say in City Hall, like, we absolutely do need to say thank you to the police, but it is a larger conversation that I do think we need to recognize about why we have a lower crime rate in the city of Bethlehem. And that's because we invest in our community, and we look to invest in our community, whether or not it's education, whether or not it's recreation. A lot of the priorities of members of City Council are also priorities within City Hall. Like, we don't just look at the crime rate and think that just has to do with the police. As I often say, it's like counting 1 to 10. People call the police at 10. They do a fantastic job, better than any other police department, responding to crime, getting out there in the community. But as we know, the causes of what leads to crime are often very deep and systemic in our community, and we are very focused on that. And that's a good tie-in too, as far as what our conversation is going to be about We Build Bethlehem. And I know several educators, several people here that are associated with education, so I think that that's an important part of the conversation as well. And then two other things that are just resolutions coming up, so you don't have to turn to me. It's like, we've done a lot of work on Live in the Greenway, which is coming down on 10G as an event. We're really going to activate the Greenway. We have three stages, a bunch of local bands, we're having local vendors, local small businesses. We're trying to get the school district involved. We're working between Southside Arts District, with the Chamber of Commerce, with city staff, working with the Public Works Department, basically trying to pull off this kind of one-day event, which is going to be September 17th from 4 to 8. Highly encourage and invite everybody to come out. We are going to have three stages kind of along the Greenway that we're looking at as kind of a show of what happens when we can kind of activate the Greenway, a lot of community organizations. So we're praying for nice weather. And then finally, on connected to that, and the agenda down here for the 10F, Touchstone Theater, I want to thank Mr. Spurk, and I want to thank his department. As when we get to, and we certainly can answer questions when we get there, but that's an attempt to cut down on some of the paperwork and bureaucracy that organizations like Touchstone have to go through to be able to hold events. And we've been very focused on that over our first 8 months here, is how do we make it as easy as possible for the people in our community that want to do good things to do good things, that aren't trying to make money. So it just looks like a use permit agreement, but it took a lot of work between the legal department and Touchstone, and it really is kind of a model about how we want to work with other community organizations in to meet their needs, meet their priorities when they're out there doing great things. So I know you approve a lot of these use permit agreements, but I just wanted to take a minute to thank Mr. Spurk, the legal department, and everybody at Touchstone for going back and forth a document that will allow them to use that property next to where their property is easier for different events and festivals and things like that. And that concludes my report, Mr. Cohn. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Reynolds. Community Development Committee, Dr. Van Wert.
The Community Development Committee met today, Tuesday, September 6th at 5 p.m. in Town Hall. The committee discussed the remaining two zoning text amendment ordinances, miscellaneous revisions, and design standards that were tabled for further discussion at the May 24th, 2022 Community Development Committee meeting. On the first agenda item, the zoning text amendment ordinance, miscellaneous revisions, the committee voted to recommend they go to full council to schedule a public hearing. On the second agenda item, the zoning text amendment ordinance, design standards, the committee voted to recommend they go to full council to schedule a public hearing. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Van Wert. We don't have any ordinances for final passage or new ordinance this evening. So we will jump to resolutions. The clerk will read Resolution 10A.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that $21,000 in the general fund be transferred from account 0701-42032, training, to account 0701-40003, overtime, to compensate for the anticipated overtime costs for 2022 in the fire department. Resolution is sponsored by Ms. Leone and Dr. Enix.
Discussion?
Hi.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Hi. I do have a question about this. I know it may just be very standard. However, is it normal for us to need to move money mid-year like this for overtime from training? I'm just a little concerned that why there's more overtime than had been anticipated in the budget.
Yeah, we're seeing an unusual jump in sick days in the fire department this year that wasn't part of the trend. Through the years, we've seen overtime wax and wane based on different policies, different contracts have moved through. And in 19 and 20, when there actually COVID was in play, sick days were down. Sounds like almost illogical, it's opposite. We had 651 sick days to date in 19, 706 to date, and this year we're up over 1,023 sick days that have been used. And variety, obviously, there's always an opportunity to use that for number of reasons that you call in. We do require doctor's notes to do and follow up on that, but some of it we've worked pretty actively. We've had the union group, union leadership into talking about it, because when you do the math, it's just way, way higher than any other division we have. There's 1,023 sick days used, and there's 102 employees. So that's over 10 sick days per person. That's by July, so there's a lot of the year left, so we're hoping we can keep them healthy. Some of them have been out on long-term illness, which, you know, they go down as sick days, and the doctors know just because it was a shoulder surgery or a hip replacement, things like that are also going to come about and kind of be part of those numbers. So that's just a jump that we're hoping didn't happen. We hope this 21,000 will get us most of the way there. The budget for the year is 240,000. That's what we started at. We've been able to do that the last couple of years, and we've been active in engaging with the union to try and work with them to make them aware, you know, to the importance of this and what it means, and it goes to the bottom line of the city. So we hope not to be back to you again before the end of the year, that this will bump it from $240,000 to $260,000, but there's still that unknown. We have the number of months left, and right now we're at 170, so Chief thought it would be prudent to come to council proactively before it gets too low. So we'll see how it goes and whether we need to revisit the topic and subject again. We'll need to do that. We'll also have the discussion at budget time. Okay.
Thank you.
And President Clone, I would just add to that is that part of it too is COVID. So we have generally, if you look at our budgeted numbers from previous years as far as fire overtime, but they were, I think January was a huge month for us as far as COVID. And obviously, without getting into all of the data, you know, early on in our time here, we had shared a fairly high rate of vaccination, but it's not 100%. So obviously, different times when there are outbreaks, there's a financial cost to that. So I think that's the best way to say it. But you know, it's obviously something that we're monitoring. But January in particular was a bad month for us.
Thank you very much. Any other questions or comments from members of council? Mr. Evans, I just want to confirm some numbers that I think you may have touched on in response to Ms. Kwiatek. I don't have my budget book here in front of me, but are the budgeted amount for fire overtime, did you say it's 240,000?
I don't have my budget book in front of me now. I believe it started at 240.
240?
Yeah.
And year to date right now, we're at about 170?
That was into July. Now, at the end of July, it was at 171. But August, that just finished up, those numbers are now completed. And that was a real bad month, unfortunately. Again, for reasons we're still looking into, Chief is off this week. He, when he returns, we'll be able to look more into what was going on in August. But that was something that kind of surprised us by when that payroll came out, what was entered into that. So it's pushing close to it. Let me know, you know, get another month or two for sure. Hopefully we'll get the rest of the way with this transfer.
Understood. And thank you for keeping us updated. I know over time, over the years, it's one of those things. Sometimes we come in under budget, sometimes a little bit over budget. I don't have the historical numbers in front of me, but there's a lot of unknowns, as you mentioned, especially in these times. And let's just hope that as we move into the fall and winter season, we don't see greater surges like we did earlier this year as it relates to our ongoing battle with COVID. Any other questions or comments from members of council? I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Mr. Glom?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Clerk will read Resolution 10B.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Heim Construction Incorporated to implement a change order associated with the contract to provide 89 ADA curb ramps throughout the city. Resolution is sponsored by Ms. Leon and Dr. Enix.
Discussion? I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enos.
Aye.
Ms. Quinta.
Aye.
Ms. Leon.
Aye.
Mr. Cologne.
Aye. Passes 7-0. The clerk will read Resolution 10C.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the mayor and controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the city solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Great Western Services Incorporated for a trench restoration project at various city locations. Resolution sponsored by Ms. Leon and Dr. Enix.
Discussion? Ms. Cranston?
I just have some questions. I guess this will go to Mr. Boscola, maybe. For Great Western, it says here that they were the only one that submitted a bid. So were there no other companies that submitted a bid for this project?
That's correct. It's publicly bid.
All right.
One bid, correct.
My only concern, I hate to bring this up, but I do have to say, my concern is that I saw Great Western in action over the summer. They were throughout my neighborhood. I've had multiple complaints from neighbors about them, their unprofessionalism. Some concerns, you know, even now, because I believe they're still in the neighborhood doing some projects, and equipment was left on the streets. You know, right now there's a piece of equipment with a sharp edge on it, and there's rocks and I guess landfill taking up a whole half of a street in a neighborhood on Greenwich. Neighbors have concerns that, you know, it's taking up parking spots. Why can't they just have that fill in trucks? What if kids come around at night or after they're, you know, done working and they get, you know, in the rocks, or if they get into this equipment? A porta potty was put right up against a residential yard. So there's just multiple complaints. And again, I'll support this because it's the only bid, but I have to say, I think we really have to come down hard on them about they're being unprofessional. I mean, they've said things even that were very inappropriate and unprofessional that, you know, I talked to my gal call about, even against the city, which really concerned me. So I understand our predicament that they're the only game in town, it appears, but I think that for the, they need to be really told that they need to be respectful of the neighbors and they need to make sure the safety's first on any future projects.
Duly noted, and we'll make sure we keep an eye on them. I think, I don't know if they're doing any of the work directly for the city. They're probably, they're usually a sub to UGI.
Right. And that's what this work has been, a sub for UGI.
Right. Yes. So this will be one of the only jobs, at least this year, that they're working directly for the city. So we'll make sure that
we'll have more control. Great.
Keep an eye on.
Yeah. Again, I felt like I really feel that ethically I have to bring these points up. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
I just wanted to add, Councilman Cramsey-Smith, as I agree with you 110%, I have had this conversation with Mr. Alcohol and others, is that, I mean, especially the subcontractors from UGI, like one step removed, is like, they have been problematic. And like, you know, and you know, I live a couple blocks from you, and the fact that there's just left on the street, and sometimes it's a situation, I get it, like they got to use that tomorrow, but some of it is just left on for weeks. And I can tell you that you're 100% right, it's both a problem and it's also something Mr. Alcohol spends a lot of time doing, similar to some of the questions that Mr. Fire had before about trying to get the third parties that come in to do work to come back and like fix it, because it looks bad. And as you know, people just think it's the city doing it. And so, but you know, 100%, and this particular vendor does a lot of work with UGI, just creates those like multiple layers for like, we have that ordinance that you're not supposed to leave those, like the stuff on the street for too long. But it's like a step removed, so UGI sends them out or others to do it. So it is something that we agree 110%, and we are trying to, like I said, Mike is very familiar with that and tries to work on that on a daily basis, because you know he ends up getting the complaints too. But thank you. Thank you for bringing it up.
Thank you. And if you need me, I'll come out and deal with it too.
They might need a guidance counselor depending on how the conversation goes. Any other questions or comments from members of council, Ms. Kwiatek?
Just quickly, and it was related to this also, as I was curious because of Mr. Fire's comments also, what is our recourse when a street is left in the kind of condition that Mr. Fire said the street is in?
Well, we hold the money, so we withhold retainage, we withhold payment to that contractor until we're satisfied that the job is finished correctly.
And so, every job, every street, I mean, there's a lot going on. How do you monitor? Is there someone who comes out at the completion of every job and monitors these things?
We have a group of inspectors that are always out on the street monitoring, whether it's a water main, sewer main, street job. They work in the engineering department, and they're always out
inspecting new jobs for the city.
I'm just thinking about Mr. Fire's issues.
Yes, it's somewhat related, but that's another contractor. That's the contractor doing the lead service line abatement, and they're running up and down some of the streets over by Washington and Elm Street, and we'll make sure that we get after them to fix up the streets. You know, there's a little bit of a process involved with, you know, replacing the lines and, you know, doing like exploratory digs, and then they got to come back later and do the finish pave. So there's a lot of work involved with that. So I would just ask for residents a little patience as we go through some of these neighborhoods and get the streets back to the way they should be.
Perhaps more communication.
Yeah, I'm just going to slightly change what Mr. Buscola said, and that the cooperation, and Mr. Alcohol can talk about this a lot too, is like sometimes like they end up paving themselves, sometimes they give us the money to pave, so there's like a negotiation piece there, but it's the same thing, like we try to, and I've only learned all this is like a whole like topic that we could talk about for hours, is we try to ask UGI, where are they going? We try to have the Public Works and the Water Department talk to each other about when are we going into these streets. So if we repave the street or if we're going to cut into it, we try to do all the work at one time. And then UGI comes along. Sometimes they're cutting up a new street. I think it's like if they've done it, if we've repaved it in the last 5 years or something like that, they end up paying for like the whole thing, depending on how much work is done, which is a whole negotiation. But it comes down to that coordination, that cooperation, because it saves us time, money, and also, as we said, it is just the biggest thing that frustrates people is the fact that in our neighborhood, you could have a street that's repaved, UGI could come in, cut into the street, then you come back, and it's no longer the quality it was before, and then we have to chase down UGI to try to go through that process to get it, you know. And UGI has the ability to go into the streets whenever they want to. Which is part of the, you know, as talked about in that Bethlehem Corner video, like when the explosion happened in Allentown, it led to the PUC telling UGI they needed to speed up their like 30-year process to like 15 or 20 years or whatever it is. So at that point they said, okay, we'll do it, but then we're going to cut into the ground. So sometimes we get into that situation too where they cut into the ground and then they're going to repave it. But since they're going to repave it, we're like, when are you going to repave it? But it's like their money and they're doing other projects. So then to come and tell them, like, you need to pave this part of Elizabeth Avenue right now, like, when they have other things going on, becomes one of those battles. Like, you know, you don't want to take people to court. You know, that's going to slow down the process. We just want you to pave your street. We just want you to leave the street where the way you found it or better if you're cutting into it. So we are both trying to, you know, get as much cooperation as possible, be as upfront as possible about what roads we're trying to. Mike's been doing this much longer than I have, and he could tell you, we sit down, we tell them, these are the roads we're doing in 2022, these are the roads we're doing in 2023, to try to coordinate. Sometimes they listen, sometimes things happen, whatever it is, gas leak, things like that. So it is a frustrating process, but we understand how important it is, and we're trying to improve that cooperation as much as possible.
Any other questions or comments from members of council? I will ask the clerk to call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
And Mr. Blum?
Aye. Passes 7-0. The clerk will read Resolution 10D.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the mayor and controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the city solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with R3 Construction Incorporated for mud lane, water main installation, and well abandonment. Resolution is sponsored by Ms. Leon and Dr. Enix.
Discussion? I will ask the clerk to call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Moving on to Resolution 10E.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the mayor and controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with Steel Pub for the Romeo Delight band music event. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Leon and Dr. Enix.
Discussion? We will call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Crimson Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10F.
Be Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the mayor and the controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with Touchdome Theater for theater and creative arts events. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Leon and Dr. Enix.
Discussion? Ms. Will?
Yes, I wanted to share that as an employee of Touchdome Theater, I will not be participating in conversation this evening and I will be abstaining from the vote.
Understood. Thank you, Ms. Wilhelm. Any other questions or comments from members of council? We will call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
I abstain.
Mr. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Quiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 6-0. The clerk will read Resolution 10G.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the mayor and controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce by and through its Downtown Bethlehem Association and sub-permittees Lost Tavern Brewing LLC, Colony Meadery LLC, Social Still LLC, Five Maidens LLC, doing business as Five Maidens Cider Company, and Franklin Hill Vineyards Incorporated. The event is live on the Greenway. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Leon and Dr. Enix.
Discussion? I would just say thank you, Mayor Reynolds, for the background earlier on the event. We all saw what happened at the Rose Garden this summer. Hoping for the same kind of success, not only in a couple weeks, but looking forward to it in future summers and falls. So thank you for the background. I will ask the clerk to call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Quiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10H.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem, the mayor and controller, and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the solicitor, are hereby authorized to execute Amendment Number 1 to Use Permit Agreement with ArtsQuest for the 2022 Steel Stacks Summer Concert Series. Resolution is sponsored by Ms. Leon and Dr. Enix.
Discussion? We'll call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Quiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. 10-I.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the mayor and controller and or such other city officials deemed appropriate by the solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce by and through its Downtown Bethlehem Association and sub-permittees Lost Tavern Brewing LLC, the Colony Meadery LLC, and Social Still LLC. The event is the 2022 Harvest Fest. Resolution is sponsored by Ms. Leon and Dr. Enix.
Discussion. Call the roll, please.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Quiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10J.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the mayor and controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the city solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Traffic Planning and Design Incorporated for Broad Street Redesign Services. Resolution sponsored by Ms. Leon and Dr. Enix.
Discussion? We'll call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Quiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. And Resolution 10K.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem and the Mayor and Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Brightfields Incorporated for the South Bethlehem Greenway Swale Rehabilitation. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Leon and Dr. Enix.
Discussion? We'll call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Quiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. I will accept a motion and a second to consider resolutions 10L through 10N as a group.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Ms. Quiatek, second by Ms. Ramsey Smith. Any discussion on the motion? I will ask the clerk to call the roll on the motion.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. We'll read the resolutions and then call the roll.
Certificates of appropriateness under the provisions of the Act of the Pennsylvania Legislature, Bethlehem resolutions are hereby granted for 312 East 4th Street to replace the current aluminum frame pole-mounted exterior aluminum breeder board in the front yard of the rectory with a custom-designed breeder board mounted on the front of the rectory along with new exterior illumination. 114 West 4th Street to relocate the existing garage. And 512 East 4th Street to demolish a dilapidated and deteriorated garage. Resolutions are sponsored by Ms. Leon and Dr. Enix.
Any discussion on the COAs before we call the roll? We will call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Crimson Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. They pass 7-0. That concludes the agenda. Moving on to new business. Any new business from members of council?
I just want to say this. Congratulations to the great and grand historic Hotel Bethlehem. The award is called USA Today Best Reader's Choice Travel Award, the second consecutive year. And a lot is not known. There's some history of Hotel Bethlehem that is not known, particularly in the African-American community. Great notorious civil rights leaders such as Roy Wilkins, who was president of the National NAACP, spoke there, as did Paul Robeson, also a football All-American person and a legal scholar and a concert artist, and also Ralph David Abernathy, who was the right-hand man of Martin Luther King, all spoke at the hotel. And there's other unknown history in African American. Many people beyond this community have worked there. So I congratulate the people, the cooks, the drivers, cleaners, bellmen, waiters, and desk clerks, all for their work.
Thank you, Dr. Hicks. Any other new business for members of council? Ms. Leo?
I just want to thank the administration for the work that they did with the Southside Tomorrow grants and all of that. I'm not sure if this is the appropriate time, but everything that you did with all of that, it just, when I think of what the mission of the Climate Action Plan is, this just cuts straight to the heart of it. Thank you very much.
Any other new business for members of council? Ms. Wilhelm?
I just wanted to say that looking at tonight's agenda, it's a wonderful example of the many free public events that we offer here in Bethlehem designed to bring residents together in positive ways. And I am particularly excited about the activation and reactivation of many of our parks and public spaces on the heels of a wonderful public event at a Friendship Park. I think folks are really excited about it. It's a great service to our residents.
Any other new business from members of council? This meeting is adjourned. Get home safe, everyone.
Okay, good. That's good to hear.
Normal person. Yeah. So,